The early rain and the latter rain. It is true that when God's work in the earth is closing, earnest efforts by consecrated believers are to be accompanied by special tokens of divine favor. Under the figure of the early and latter rains that fall in eastern lands at seed time and harvest, the prophets foretold the outpouring of the Spirit. The outpouring in the days of the apostles was the early, or former, rain, and glorious was the result. But near the close of earth's harvest, a special bestowal is promised to prepare the church for the coming of the Son of Man. This outpouring is the latter rain, and for this added power Christians are to send their petitions to the Lord of the harvest in the time of the latter rain. In response, the Lord shall give them showers of rain. He will cause to come down the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain, but only those who constantly receive fresh supplies of grace will have ability to use that power. Daily they are improving the opportunities for service that lie within their reach, witnessing wherever they may be, in the home or in a public field of usefulness. Even Christ during his life on earth sought his Father daily for fresh supplies of grace. The Son of God bowed in prayer to his Father. He strengthened his faith by prayer and gathered to himself power to resist evil and to minister to men. The elder brother of our race knows the necessities of those who live in a world of sin and temptation. The messengers whom he sees fit to send are weak and erring, but to all who give themselves to his service he promises divine aid. His own example is an assurance that faith and unreserved consecration to his work will bring the Holy Spirit's aid in the battle against sin. Morning by morning, as the heralds of the gospel renew their vows of consecration to the Lord, he will grant them his Spirit, with its reviving, sanctifying power. As they go forth to the day's duties, the unseen agency of the Holy Spirit enables them to be laborers together with God.